KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, August 3rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Amateur Baseball Class B State Tournament Bracket released yesterday afternoon. KORN News Radio will have complete coverage of area teams this year, including Alexandria, Kimball White Lake, Mount Vernon, the Parks and Mudcats, and the Parks and Rays, along with Wessington Springs. Tournament starts on Wednesday night with a pair of area teams. First game of the tournament will be the Parks and Mudcats taking on Elk Point at 5:30, and that is followed by Kimball White Lake and Valley Springs. That game sometime after 8 o'clock. Coming up on Thursday night, the final game of the day will be Alexandria and Crofton, Nebraska. That'll be after 8. And then Friday, we have two area teams on Friday night. Wessington Springs will take on Clark at 5:30, followed by Mount Vernon and Tabor. And then our final area team will take the field on Saturday morning. It'll be a rematch of last year's championship between the Parks and Rays and the Gamecocks of Hartford-Humboldt. That game will be Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Over the weekend in District 5B on Friday night, Alexandria defeated the Parks and Rays 10-8 to win the district championship, while Winter Colombe defeated Platt 6-2. Winter Colombe advanced. Platt Killer Tomatoes did not make this year's state tournaments. In Madison yesterday, it was the continuation of the Class B State Legion Baseball Tournament, as Del Rapids would knock off Parkston 9-7 in an elimination game. Parkston ends the season with a 22-11 record. Madison would defeat Volga 4-3, and Dakota Valley defeated Groton in an elimination game 8-4. So four teams remain at the Class B State Legion Tournament. It continues today at 4 o'clock. Dakota Valley takes on Volga, and the loser of that will be eliminated. And then Madison will take on Del Rapids at 6:30. Del Rapids needs a win there to avoid elimination. Madison, they've already advanced to Tuesday. Mitchell golfers Allison Meyerink and Brandon Sigmund won the South Dakota Golf Association's Match Play Championships yesterday. Sigmund completing the career Grand Slam, while Meyerink defeated her former high school teammate, Maddie Childs, in a 19-hole women's final. Sigmund won the men's championship with a 3-1 victory over Radley Mawney of Hartford. Sigmund's also won the state amateur and the two-man titles. On the women's side, it was Meyerink defeating her former high school teammate, Maddie Childs, on the 19th hole to win the championship. Meyerink won her first two matches by 3-2 scores before beating Childs in a playoff. Seattle's Colt Emerson singled to right in the ninth inning to give the Mariners their second straight walk-off victory as they beat the Minnesota Twins yesterday 7-6. Seattle blew a 6-0 lead as the Twins would score five times in the eighth, and then they would tie it on a Luke Keyshaw leadoff home run in the ninth. Trevor Larnach's 10th homer of the season got the Twins on the board in the eighth, cutting the margin to 6-2. And then later in the eighth inning, Royce Lewis hit his 12th home run of the season. It was a three-run shot to make it 6-5. Twin starter Todd Bradley threw six innings, gave up three runs, seven hits, four walks. Twins, they have today off before they send Joe Ryan to the mound. Twins will be in Kansas City to take on the Royals for a three-game series. That starts tomorrow night at 6:40. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.